From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Details of the Obama administration's budget blueprint, scheduled to be released tomorrow, are beginning to trickle out. Among other things, the plan is expected to set a goal of cutting the ballooning budget deficit in half by the end of the president's first term. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says, unlike past spending plans, it will also try to clearly outline the price tag of the U.S. war in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I think you'll see in the president's budget that he considers honest and transparent. While it may not be a perfect accounting of what one might ultimately find, I think you'll find an effort, a good effort, to denote in that budget that there will be costs.
Budget package is also expected to include a tax hike for the wealthiest Americans, families earning more than $250,000 a year, in part by letting some of the tax cuts put in place under the Bush administration expire. The Obama administration confirmed today it is ready to begin its so-called stress test to gauge the health of the nation's banks and whether they have sufficient capital to withstand additional shocks to the economy. However, speaking on Capitol Hill, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke seemed to throw cold water on the idea of nationalizing banks. When asked about that, Bernanke said nationalization generally involves seizing banks and zeroing out shareholders, and he said, "We don't plan on anything like that." The Justice Department says it has dealt a crushing blow to one of the biggest drug cartels in Mexico. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Attorney General Eric Holder says more than 750 people have been rounded up in the U.S. and Mexico in a crackdown on the Sinaloa drug cartel. He said authorities confiscated an enormous amount of weapons and drugs, including 12,000 kilos of cocaine.
The Mexican government has been courageous during the last 2 years to directly confront the drug trafficking cartels, and I stand before you today to say that we are ready and willing to continue the fight.
Holder called the battle against drug cartels a U.S. national security concern. The Sinaloa cartel, he added, had infiltrated many communities across the U.S. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The former head of Quest Communications, Joe Nocio, is again facing prison time after an appeals court upheld his insider trading conviction, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
The full Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver has reaffirmed a 2007 jury conviction that found Nocio guilty of 19 counts of insider trading. Prosecutors said he sold $52 million of Quest stock, all the while knowing the company was in big trouble. Quest has since recovered, though its share price has remained in the low single digits. Nocio is expected to appeal to the Supreme Court. He faces 6 years in prison and more than $70 million in fines and forfeited gains. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 80 points today. The Nasdaq was down 16 points. This is NPR. At least 9 people were killed today when a Turkish Airlines jet crashed into a muddy field while landing at Amsterdam's main airport. Officials say the Boeing 737-800 was en route from Istanbul, and it broke into 3 pieces after hitting the ground just short of the runway. Among those killed in the crash were the plane's 2 pilots and an apprentice pilot. Investigators have found the plane's data recorders and will begin trying to figure out what went wrong. At least 50 others were injured in the crash. The plane, which was reportedly be carrying a total of 135 people, was relatively new. An international tribunal has convicted 3 former rebel commanders in Sierra Leone of multiple war crimes for their role in the 11-year-old civil conflict in the West African nation. NPR's Fabio Quistarkton reports.
The verdict was the 3rd collective judgment handed down by the UN-sponsored Special Court for Sierra Leone, which was set up to try those accused of the most serious crimes against humanity in a war that killed 50,000 people. The court heard how the rebel leaders committed atrocities, including the killing, rape, and mutilation of civilians. They were also found guilty of forced marriage, namely making sex slaves of young girls. The judges concluded that the rebel chiefs significantly contributed to a joint criminal enterprise with former Liberian President Charles Taylor. He stands accused of using the illicit trade of Sierra Leone's so-called blood diamonds to fuel the war effort on both sides of the border. Taylor is also on trial, indicted for masterminding the conflict in Sierra Leone. Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Harare.
Crude oil futures rose $2.54 a barrel to settle at $42.50 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.